Ever wonder whether your penis is average, small, or large? Stay tuned to find out.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Ann Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fixed. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
The question I get, number one, most of the time, is what is the average size of the penis? And what do men think about their penis size? Well, according to a study in 2017 that asked 52,000 men, heterosexual, what they think of their size, 12% of them say that they think their penis is small. And 22% say that they think their penis is large, and 66% says it is average. However, the actual numbers actually varies, and you'll be very surprised. Now, what is the actual number? So there was a study that looked at 15,000 men all over the world, different nationality, different races. And before I get into that, what I want to go back on is how do you measure an erect penis? So there's kind of two ways to measure. One is what they call bone press, where you can take a ruler and you press against the pubic bone and press into the fat, or you can just measure with a tape, which is from the base of the penis all the way to the tip. That way is called non-bone press. And the bone press is when you take a ruler and you press against the pubic bone. And there's usually fat right here. So I'm going to give you numbers that are non-bone press and numbers that are bone press. So the non-bone press of an erect penis is 4 inch and 3/4. So 4 3/4 inch. With bone press, when you press through the fat, is 5.5 inch. And what is the girth? So how do you measure the girth? You measure the girth at the base of the penis right here, erect, and you just normally just go around. So this is the circumference. This is not the diameter. So you measure around. You can just use a tape or a tailor's tape to go around. And an erect penis girth is 4.6 inch. That is the average. Now, flaccid depends upon the weather, the condition, so forth. So I think what we need to focus on is what the erect penis is. And these numbers are in men that does not have ED and ranging from men from 25 to 60. And very important to note, according to women, size does not matter as much because according to this study that I find fascinating, what really matters to women that they find that's important, not so much the penis girth or size, what they rate as the number one that matters to them is kindness. Kindness in a man is more important than his penis size, followed by intelligence, followed by foreplay skill, followed by height, that they want the man to be taller than them, and travel by, if he has experience, travel abroad, and then finance, and then good clothes, and then political attitude. And next is enjoys cooking. And that is more important than the penis size. So women put kindness and intelligence and foreplay skill even before size. So what that means, guys, is that if you focus on these factors, size doesn't matter to women at all. So that's something to note. Now, why is it that there is this misconception that women prefer big? It's actually a misconception. Women doesn't really have a preferential size. And recent studies have looked at, okay, what is the size of a vibrator that women use? Interestingly, the vibrator size is chosen the most. It actually falls in what I had mentioned before, for an erect penis is about 4.5 and 5 inches, which is around what is the actual measurement. So women, when they buy dildo, they're not necessarily buying 8-inch or 9-inch dildo. They're actually buying what the average size is. And the girls, they're buying it around 4.5 as well, too. So that's a very interesting fact as well. So it is actually a misconception that in generality that all women like it bigger, but they would prefer more kindness, intelligent foreplay, and also height as well. So I went over the dildo size, and in conclusion, guys, that how you get aroused and how you do foreplay also affect how much you erect as well. So the more aroused you are, the more desire, the more foreplay, the more you spend concentrating on communication and intimacy, you become more aroused and you may even get more erect and more firm as well. So that's something to consider. It's not just get ready 5 minutes later, you're done. In fact, if you rush through things and not spend as much foreplay, you may not get your full erection as well. Now, something to note, this is in non-ED men. I do know after treating many men with ED that they tend to finish earlier because they're concerned that their erection may go away. So therefore, they may orgasm or ejaculate or sooner than they would like. So having said that, again, I want to reiterate that the non-bone press size is 4.75 inch or 4 3/4 inch. And the bone press, which is pressing down through the fat to the pubic bone for an erect penis, is 5.5 inch. And then the girth, which is the circumference, not diameter, is 4.6 inch. So having said that, a lot of men think that they're average, 66%, which is good. But just know that women prefer kindness, intelligence, more time with foreplay, and more time in communication and more time in intimacy. And if you focus on that, then you probably will get more aroused and you will probably become more erect. And if the woman is turned on, you get turned on as well too. I do know that if a man that has ED, if the woman become aroused and want to engage in more sexual activity, that is also a treatment for the man with ED as well, too. And oftentimes, the brain is a larger sexual organ. And if you spend time with arousal and desire and using your senses, such as your visual, what you smell, what you taste, what you hear, what you touch, that all compounds in giving sensory input to your brain, which then boosts up the arousal, the desire, which then increases the hormone and the nerve activity, which then increases blood flow to the penis. So having said that, I hope you find this helpful. I would appreciate it if you like and subscribe and comment on my channel. And just know that there are natural solutions to ED or even solutions to optimize your performance function, and that I want you to join me in the sexual revolution to help you empower sexual longevity so that way you can enjoy sexual wellness for your whole entire life. That's why I created the Modern Man Club. It's a safe, discreet place where we discuss sexual wellness and strategies for ED that works. So I hope to see you in the Modern Man Club. Check it out at noedman.com. I'll see you in the next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and
lots and lots of educational resources. Visit mensexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.